Zimbabwe, Moshe Muria, Zimbabwe. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Live Talk, the Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Muria, Zimbabwe, to everybody tuning in right now. You're tuned in to Live Talk, the Connection, brought to you by Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday, April 12th, 2021. Thokoza Moshe, Zimbabwe, Moshe. I'm your host, Mike Ore. Once again to everybody tuning in right now, welcome, welcome, welcome to Live Talk, the Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. We're coming to you from my apartment in Washington, D.C. Now, tonight on the Connection, Muria Zimbabwe, we're going to be focusing on what's happening in South Africa. Zanzi for sure. We're going to be speaking to youth based in South Africa as we focus on the latest wave of xenophobic outbreaks, this time led by a campaign titled Operation Dudula. Now, we're going to be speaking to Zimbabwean youth to focus on their safety and, of course, how Operation Dudula is affecting their lives. Now, unfortunately, Thokoza Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe, Muria Zimbabwe, tonight's program is a pre-recorded broadcast. What that means is you, our loyal listeners, will be unable to tune in and to be able to call in live as per usual. However, because you're still viewing this program as per the recording, please feel free to provide your feedback, which we will be able to see on our three Facebook pages, that being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele Ganyelagu, VOA Studio 7. Yakinda Jalo, as we speak, we're broadcasting on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. For all our YouTube fanatics, we're also broadcasting on our official YouTube page, that being at VOA Zimbabwe, Nyapinanjalo, at VOA Zimbabwe. That's our official YouTube page. And for those that like watching the program on our web pages, we're broadcasting as we speak on our three web pages, that being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com, and www.voashona.com. So, Muria Zimbabwe, Thokoza Moshe, kindly share the program with your networks. Msakhangana ukuthinya pipe akanze share ningakhohlwa ukufitizela lapha yokubhala ukuthi share ukuze sibukele phela uhlelo ngobunengi bethu. Muria Zimbabwe, also remember to press the like button. Thinya ipipe akanze like fitizela that little heart button ukuze sibone ukuthi ngempela ngempela Mthakazo Moshe Zimbabwe Moshe sisonke like so. Thirithose phano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki wethu Jaza here on Live Talk at the Connection. Also, feel free to write your comments in the comments section so that we get to see your feedback. So, Lingakhohlwa Izulukandaba, as we speak, we're broadcasting on our three Facebook pages. So, we're looking forward to seeing your feedback. Now, as usual, Thokoza Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe, let us kick off our program with an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the latest statistics released by Zimbabwe's Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has recorded over 247,010 COVID-19 cases, 240,496 recoveries, and 5,460 deaths. Now, last night alone, the ministry reported 37 new COVID cases, 157 recoveries, and 3 deaths. So I repeat, the latest statistics recorded last night, 37 new cases, 157 recoveries, and 3 deaths. Now, to date, Zimbabwe has vaccinated 5,730,327. Those are the amount of people that have taken the first jab of the COVID-19 vaccine. Now, when we're talking about the people who are fully vaccinated, people who have taken both the first and the second jab, the current numbers are 3,597,602. So those are the amount of people that are fully vaccinated. So those are the latest COVID statistics in Zimbabwe. Muria Zimbabwe, palani mibono enu. Wenu sushachiwe na wabaiwe re, Jackson. Rakanangana nebutzibura kuparara kwe COVID-19. For if you haven't, please write in the comment section as to why you have not been vaccinated yet. Muria Zimbabwe, magachira chongwa chini chewe chikiki. Ushelo. Live Talk, the Connection, Lilami Umaikove. Did Shout out there to a message by Mr. Tidarira. Swai. In Darira just signal they're partnering up with the Roots Africans. Gezai Maoko, Gezai Maoko. Linga coaching and Bella Zuluganda. COVID-19 is real. We are Shapela U Tidarira. Uguz Ikoni COVID-19. Iyabulala ngempela. Linga coaching. Uguz Vigela Zuluganda. Gezai Maoko. We are Shapela U Tidarira. Zanta. We are Shapela U Tidarira. Linga minyani ngobunengi benu uhulumeni uyasho njalo ukuthi hlatshwa iJackson elivikele COVID-19 ukubona njani lokhu zilukandaba. Now let us delve into tonight's discussion. Muri Zimbabwe, let us focus into tonight's discussion. Tonight we're going to be focusing on South Africa. We're going to be speaking to Zimbabweans based in South Africa. Now another wave of xenophobic outbreaks recently broke out in the Southern African nation. Now, predominantly affecting the township areas or poverty-stricken areas. Now, Operation Dudula is the latest campaign, currently operating out of Gauteng, predominantly, and recently in Durban. Their demand, of course, being that they want undocumented immigrants to immediately leave South Africa and return to their home nations. Now, without wasting time with Zimbabwe, let us head over to a clip that we have, courtesy of Reuters. Whereby it shows one of the most recent marches held in Hillbrow, which is an area whose population is mainly occupied by foreign nationals, and Operation Dudula was there recently. So let's head over to that clip and we continue.
Against South African citizens at the hands of foreigners who are entering the country illegally. They are undocumented in the country and therefore they promote a lot of crime in our inner city.
We want to see the people of South Africa reclaiming the control of South Africa back into their hands. And we want to see the people of South Africa playing a meaningful role in terms of economic activities rather than being spectators when it comes to economic activity. Because you cannot sit at more than 50% unemployment rate and still have room to employ illegal migrants.
Dudula is a place where you are here to fight for the future of the current and future South African. There's no other reason why we are here.
Right there, Muri Zimbabwe, that was a clip there of Operation Dudula. They recently were in Hillbrow, which is an area in Johannesburg whose population is predominantly foreign nationals. So that was Operation Dudula there in Hillbrow, stating their demands, highlighting their concerns, and highlighting what they want. Now, Operation Pitula has been met with resistance by government and local rights groups. Now, President Cyril Ramaphosa recently came out labeling Operation Pitula as a vigilante group. And according to him, the group is not only violating the rights of immigrants, but also breaking South African law. Now, let us head over to a clip that we have, once again, courtesy of Reuters, of President Cyril Ramaphosa speaking on Operation Pitula. But this clip doesn't just stop there. We're also going to hear from local rights groups or lawyers who are representing immigrants. And, of course, we're going to hear from the victims of Operation Pitula themselves. So let's head over to that clip, and when we come back, siqhubekela phambili ngohlelo lukaRamberry nethonga lethelekelelibili.
Who are setting up the organization, say, Botudula, Bomangmang, Rere, that is contravening the law. We cannot allow a situation where we are going to get people who will embark on vigilantism to deal with a problem, a social problem. We must collectively, as South Africans, deal with it. Runa, from government side, we will do our work.
There's an increasing number of political leaders who have been making very concerning public statements about migrants. We've seen the government, for example, suspend and end the Zimbabwean special permit. These are all signs that the state is blaming migrants for the problems in our country. And in that climate, with the emergence of Operation Pitula, it is of serious concern, their actions of attacking foreign nationals in various townships.
Some of the group actually came in, went in all over the place, searching all the place and banging the doors as well, shouting, Mabahambe, Mabahambe. And for me as a father, not only to my immediate family, but to the broader community, it actually traumatized me. But I was thinking to myself, what is going to happen now?
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, you heard there from President Cyril Ramaphosa, umongameli wakule South Africa. Mutungamiri wenyika yeku South Africa, Cyril Ramaphosa. You also heard there from local rights groups and victims of Operation Pitula, highlighting how they were affected by Operation Pitula. But we also reached out to young Zimbabweans who are based in South Africa to hear more. The first person we're going to be speaking to is Vincent Chuma, who is a Zimbabwean politician and entrepreneur based in South Africa. Now, Vincent talks to us about Operation Pitula and, of course, the recent death of a 44-year-old Zimbabwean, Elvis Nyati, who fell victim to a xenophobic attack. And we also touch on several other related issues. So without wasting time, Marie Zimbabwe, let us head over to that conversation that I had with Vincent Chuma over the weekend as we focused on the proceedings of Operation Pitula and, of course, how this is impacting the lives of young Zimbabweans.
The Operation Pitula, it is a vigilant group that targets and scapegoats African immigrants, especially those from the SADC region like Maputo, Zimbabwe, Malawi. Those are being scapegoated for the prevalence of South Africa's socio-economic challenges that they are currently facing. But also, that vigilantism is perpetuated by power-hungry politicians. So I believe the Operation Pitula, their energies and their frustrations, they are misguided on the wrong people. instead of focusing their frustrations on the government, and corruption and wrong policies that have crumbled the South African economy, they tend to put the blame on African immigrants. They don't blame the employers. They blame the African immigrants. They attack African immigrants, the most vulnerable of the society. So, and also, I believe that even though they will attack the vulnerable in South Africa, it will not guarantee them job opportunities. It will not guarantee them economic opportunities. They have to direct their anger and their frustrations on the ruling government and on politicians. That's what I believe. And also, it won't guarantee that it won't be any crime, because crime has been always there. Before the influx of immigrants, there's been crime in South Africa. So, yeah, basically, that's Operation Tutula for me. I believe it's just a vigilant group.
You mentioned that you live close to a township, Lokshin. Talk to us about how the interaction is in all these areas, yeah, between foreign nationals and of course, locals.
Okay, let me first start by emphasizing that Operation Tutula does not reflect the attitudes of South Africans with regard to African immigrants. It's just a small group of people who are very frustrated for whatever is frustrating them, but they don't represent the multitude, the millions of South Africans. And I'll have to admit, if people are frustrated, there are no jobs, the economy is shrinking, there are so many social economic ills, for example, electricity issues. And when it comes to electricity, people not with these load sheddings and not having electricity, you investigate and you find out that most of it is because of cable debt. And we know that Zimbabweans, most of them, they're still cables. So, yeah, most people are frustrated with the influx of immigrants, especially Zimbabweans, in the townships.
The demands of this small group are saying that they want undocumented immigrants to leave the country, merely because of what you just alluded to, that some Zimbabweans, some Nigerians, some foreign nationals are coming in and they do commit crime merely because of the job opportunities being very scarce. So what is your reaction to their demands when they say they want all undocumented foreign immigrants to leave the country as soon as possible?
I don't think it's about documented and undocumented. The undocumented is just a show of face. Actually, they don't want African immigrants. You know, when it comes to Europeans, people come from Europe, they are considered investors. But immigrants from Zimbabwe, Mozambique, and Malawi, Nigeria, they are considered criminals. So it's not a matter of being documented and undocumented. It's not that thing that they don't want African immigrants.
Now, you talked, to go back to what you mentioned, the locales, I guess, the areas in which a lot of these xenophobic attacks seem to break out. If we look at it, a lot of them are townships and poverty-stricken areas. What is it about these areas that keeps arousing this xenophobia tension between locals and foreign nationals?
Okay, let me start by saying South Africans need to be prioritized in their own local economy, when it comes to employment prospects, when it comes to healthcare prospects. South Africans need to be prioritized. That's the job of any government. It is to prioritize their citizens. But now, if you remember very well, since 2008, millions of Zimbabweans have been flooding into South Africa looking for opportunities. And most of those millions, they came into townships and lived in townships. They don't have medical aid. Some of them are gardeners. Some of them are builders. Some of them are selling their fruits and veg. It brings about too much competition for resources that are already scarce. The South African economy has been shrinking, especially since the lockdowns. Businesses have been closing. People have been losing jobs. So now it has become very difficult to get employment. It has become very difficult to operate a business. So now it has become a survival of the fittest. And I think South Africans have got this feeling that maybe they are being sidelined in their own economy. You know, it's so painful. We are not working. We are South African. But now there comes a Zimbabwe and every day is carrying plastic bags full of groceries, and you are struggling to get a job. But for them, it's easy. So those kind of things, they tend to break. It's xenophobic sentiments.
Now, let's talk a little more about the, I guess, entrepreneurs. Because amongst the population of people who are coming in as immigrants are young entrepreneurs. What can these, I guess, foreign entrepreneurs do towards easing the tension between locals and foreign nationals, you know, creating job opportunities within the country?
I also used to run a business. I'm still running it, still operating, but I've had a very negative impact when it comes to COVID. I used to employ many local guys. But also it's very difficult in terms of growing your business because immigration laws, they become tougher for one to operate a business. But now what I can say about entrepreneurs is that when you come from wherever you're coming from outside the borders of South Africa, I'll encourage you to open a business and employ locals instead of employing people from outside. Then people will begin to have confidence in your business. But if you come, you are from outside, let's say, for example, you are from Zimbabwe, and your company is employing in Zimbabweans, then it's not going to work. It will create tensions between South Africans and foreigners.
There's a lot of undocumented immigrants that come into South Africa, of course, with the hopes that, you know, I'm seeking greener pastures. However, yes. As been recorded and reported in several cases, for example, Zimbabweans, there's been an increase in the amount of young Zimbabweans who have been reported or caught committing violent crimes, which is part of the instigation behind what people of Operation Dubula are saying. They're saying that people are coming in, they're committing crimes, and granted, yes, locals do commit crimes, but for them it's a case of foreign nationals are committing crimes. And so they want them to go. So what would you say to young Zimbabweans who come into South Africa with the hopes of seeking a greener pasture, but find themselves prey to, I guess, crime?
When it comes to crime, we've got to understand that people in a foreign land, they don't listen to anybody. They just want to do as they like. But one thing I can guarantee for you, as the Zimbabwean community, they know who are the criminals amongst their community. So even though you try to push them and to show them that, no, try to do something with your own hands or get a skill and be productive. Nowadays, it's not a matter of you getting a job. It's a matter of you being self-employed, trying to get a skill, developing yourself so that you can be able to feed yourself and your family. But also you can't give crime an identity. You know, you can't say both the crime was committed by a South African national is better for the same crime that was committed by Zimbabwe. But also we have to understand that you are in a foreign land. You are in a foreign land. If you are in a foreign land, you need to observe the laws of that land. You know, I always tell people that if my daughter comes into my house, steals milk from the fridge, I'll be angry and maybe furious. But if a neighbor's son breaks into my house, opens my fridge, steals my milk, I'll be more than angry, I'll be more than furious, and I might not be very forgiving. So it's the same. Zimbabwean nationals, Zimbabwean young people who are in South Africa, they need to do away with committing crime in a country that is not theirs. And then also you find out that most Zimbabweans are suffering for the crimes of only a few. Because it's not all Zimbabweans who come here to commit crime. Maybe their only crime is being undocumented only. That would be their only crime, most of them. But also we know that in the city of Johannesburg, the Johannesburg CBD, you can't walk freely without being marked by a Zimbabwean as Bob and young person. We know that in places like Gibbs Loot, you are not free, because you might be mugged or even killed by a Zimbabwean, by a Zimbabwean immigrant. Oh, I've also been a victim. I've been mugged before by Zimbabweans. I've been hijacked before in 2019 by Zimbabweans. But you know, as a community, as the Zimbabwean community, know the people coming to me. It's high time. As a community, we work with the law enforcement agencies to expose the criminal elements amongst our communities. But for those who are not getting jobs, you need to make sure that you get a skill, train yourself, develop yourself, and try to be self-employed. There are always jobs for builders. There are always people who are looking for bricklayers. There are always people who are looking for people who can make or fix shoes. Or tell us you don't have to rely on you getting a job. Try to be self-employed. That's the best option for young people instead of getting into crime.
As highlighted throughout this conversation, xenophobic attacks in South Africa, especially in the township areas, have come and gone over the years. Operation Dudula is not the first incident. And a lot of foreign nationals, merely for financial reasons, find themselves in these areas. So what do you think can be done by foreign nationals entering the areas to ease the tension between locals and themselves, especially now that there's only a certain amount of resources which already seem to be scarce?
We need to understand that as South Africans generally, not all of them, but generally South Africans are very hospitable people. They're very hospitable. They've been very accommodating, even in the townships. Even when there's a fight for a survival of the fittest, but South Africans still have been so welcoming and so hospitable. But now, what I can say for foreign nationals to prevent tensions between them and locals, the first thing. If most locals, they complain about crime. That's what basically they complain about. The criminal elements amongst the foreign nationals, those ones they need to be getting rid of. Those are the ones that basically most of times create tension between locals and foreigners. So it's good when you are being hosted by another country, observe the laws of that country. Now, I'll say, for example, I know maybe it's not much, or some people might not consider it as deep, but in a township, you can have a situation where Zimbabweans are renting, are being rented a back room by a landlord, and they'll be busy playing music, let's say at around 12 midnight. Playing loud music. When the landlord tells them that, no, reduce your volume, and then they'll tell the landlord that I paid my rent. So it's some of the things that it is the small foxes that create tensions between locals and foreign nationals. They need to observe the laws of the country and also avoid partaking in any criminal activities. And if you know that there's a Zimbabwean who is a criminal or is involved in acts of crime, report them to the law enforcement, report them to the CPF, the community policing forums, so that we can get rid of the tensions between locals and foreigners. That's what I believe.
Do you have any additional words you'd like to leave for the audience?
So what I'd like to leave with the audience is for all Zimbabweans who are in the diaspora, whether in South Africa or in the UK or in the United States, or wherever you are, go home, register to vote, and vote. Because there's nothing that guarantees our safety in foreign lands unless we fix our own country. We need to start fixing our country. Before we get concerned about our neighbors' issues, let's focus on our own issues. And also, I'll appreciate maybe if the government, because we know that life is difficult for most people, if our government can push that narrative of a diaspora vote, I think it would be very, very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Vincent. We really appreciate your time on our program.
Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you, Mike.
Ibukambe Zulukandaba liyezwa osakhulayo isizalwane seZimbabwe usomapolitiki uyingcwethi kwezombusazwe njalo ngusomabhizimusi isizalwane seZimbabwe sihlala kwele South Africa uVincent Chuma ethinta phela udaba womkankaso lo weOperation Dudula olujonge ukubona ukuthi abadabuka kwamanye amazwe abahlala kwele South Africa abangene kwele South Africa okungekho emthethweni hayi izalwane zeSouth Africa bathi hayi sebekhathele abasafuni sebefuna ukuthi baxotshwe ngesiphangiphangi babuyele kibo. So uChuma uchasisa okuningi ngalo mkankaso echasisa njalo ukuthi umkankaso lo uphazamisa njani impilo zabasakhulayo abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi into eqakathekile yukuthi umkankaso lo is not a reflection yo wonke umuntu oyizalwane sakwele South Africa. Uyasho ngempela ukuthi abantu abalutshwane ngempela abahlala emalokishini sikhangela okwenzakalayo eDoopsloot, eDurban, endaweni ezishiyeneyo abo-Hugo labo-Soweto, all these areas are lokishin areas. UChuma yasho ngempela ukuthi udubo olukhona yize ukuthi ama-resources angikhona kwele South Africa malutshwane. So lokhu kusho ukuthi abadabuka kwamanye amazwe ikakhulu abangene okungekho emthethweni are now labo sebengena and campaigning or bencintisana ukuthi umuntu abantu bathole imisebenzi, abantu bathole imvula, abantu bathole izinto ezishiyeneyo. So uyasho ngempela ukuthi yilo ludubo olukhona is ukuthi kulabantu abaningi abadabuka kwamanye amazwe abahlala kwele South Africa bedinga phela a brighter future, bedinga ikusasa elihle, bedinga imisebenzi, bedinga indlela zokuziphandela. Kodwa labo abakwele South Africa bayakhala labo ngodubo olufanayo lwemisebenzi, ngodubo lwamanzi, ngodubo lwakusasa, a good future Zulukandaba. So yena uChuma yasho ngempela ukuthi hayi ukhanya ngani udubo lwangikhona is ukuthi uhulumeni wakwele South Africa is having challenges ukusiza abantu abakwele South Africa. Lokhu kwenza ukuthi labo abayizalwane zakwele South Africa baqale izinto zohlakela, baqale ukulwisana ngabantu abokuza abadabuka kwamanye amazwe. So those were the sentiments by U Vincent Chuma muri Zimbabwe mangabe muchinzwa hurukuro yandaita na Vincent Chuma chizvarwa cheZimbabwe chinogara muSouth Africa vanga vachitsanangura maonero avo nezvechirongwa cheOperation Dudula zvizvarwa zveSouth Africa vari kuti aiwa bodo vanetsa zvechokwadi vakuda kuti zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kwete zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe but munhu wese akabva kune imwe nyika ari kugara muSouth Africa zvisiri pamutemo, akapinda muSouth Africa zvisiri pamutemo asina mapepa ari right kuti vaonekane vachigara muSouth Africa vari kuti shoes roa pasi vaneta zvechokwadi vari kuti hanzi vanhu ngavarove pasi ngavadzokere kwavakabva. Asi vaChuma vari kuti aiwa dambudziko riripo nechirongwa ichi cheOperation Dudula ndechekuti number one chiri kukanganisa upenyu hwevanhu vakati wandei nepamusana pekuti vanhu vari kumbunyikidzwa neveOperation Dudula havasi vanhu vasina mapepa chete, asi nangwe vanhu vane mapepa nawo hanzi vari kumbunyikidzwa. Takabva kunzwa kuurayiwa kweumwe 44-year-old Elvis Nyati chizvarwa cheZimbabwe akaurayiwa kuDeepsloot uko. Kune vamwewo zvekare over the years vakaurayiwa vari zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe nepamusana penyaya iyi yekuti zvizvarwa zveSouth Africa vari kuti aiwa pane dambudziko rokuti vanobva kune dzimwe nyika vari kusvika hanzi vari kutora mabasa. Tazeya zvekare imwe nyaya navaChuma yenyaya yekuti hanzi kune vanhu vanobva kune dzimwe nyika vari kuuya vachizoita zvisiri pamutemo, vachita nyaya yemhirizhonga, vachita nyaya yemumbavha. VaChuma vari kuti aiwa ichocho ichokwadi and vari kukurudzira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe hanzi ukaona umwewo kuZimbabwe achita umbavha muSouth Africa aiwa usatye enda kumapurisa ondomuripota unotsanangura kuti aiwa pane munhu aripo nekuti hanzi ndizvo izvozvo zviri kuita zviri kukanganisa kudyidzana kuriko pakati pevanhu vekuSouth Africa pamwe chete nevanhu kubva kune dzimwe nyika. So those were the sentiments they echoed by Vincent Chuma. But now one thing that was highlighted throughout my conversation with Vincent Chuma Muri Zimbabwe is that xenophobia or these outbreaks is not something that started with Operation Dudula. It's something that's been happening over the years, especially predominantly in township areas. Now we're talking of areas like Soweto. We're talking of areas like Deepsloot, areas that are urban or high density suburbs. Now, let's head over to a clip that shows this history in 2015 in Soweto, where something similar happened, whereby shops that were owned by foreign nationals were broken into by locals, all claiming that foreign nationals are coming in and taking business from South Africans. Let's head over to that clip.
I don't think it's xenophobia, but what they are doing, it's greedy. It's greedy because our local shops now are going down. We do not support, we do not buy. So what they are doing, it's wrong. They should get out.
What is wrong? I hear you see that.
Taking job opportunities. Them coming here, it's fine. But they do not create job opportunities. It was better if they hire our local people to help them out.
My father passed away, so he left us with the shop. So I'm the one who's giving the to rent. I've rented to the Pakistan. So what am I going to eat? So please, people, stop making this. Stop making this. They're not violent, these people. So why must it spread all over?
South Africa. That's an incident that happened in South Africa in 2015, whereby locals broke into a store in Soweto. Were breaking into stores owned by foreign nationals, claiming that foreign nationals are taking over businesses and taking away business from local South Africans. So that was in South Africa. Just a clip there showing that xenophobia is not something that started with Operation Dudula. But now, Maria Zimbabwe in Gatinzwe Zhikari, I had a conversation with another young Zimbabwean based in South Africa, Mr. Donald Mbombomba. He is a big, big, big Studio 7 supporter. I reached out to him. South Africa, how are they surviving in South Africa as Operation Dudula proceeds? And now, Mr. Mbombomba is based in Gauteng, which is where all this is happening. So I reached out to him to hear his thoughts. Gatinzwe, Maundro Ava Mbombomba.
Chirongwa chakaipa zvisingaitusha kumhepo yepi ndingatiri vana vanyamunhu wani ndikushaya kuti kozvabhanepi dzauya sei dzakaimbwa navamutukudzi kuti tasvika pakuvengana kusvika pakadai so pakadzikadzika kudai nekuti ndikatisa chirongwa cheoparesheni yakangotageta isusu mazimbabweni hapana nyika dzese dzimwe dzinesadhiki nevamwe vose vari munomo isusu toga tisakangonangwananga saka unoshayiwa kuti kozabhanepi chirongwa chakangotanga sekutamba asi kachasvika nokatisa kuti takarasigwa namukoma evhisi nyacho tikasaratika kana romuromo saka pakasvika pamukoma panoda kuti paitwe hurukuro dzakasimba pakati pehurumende mbiri hurumende yezimbabwe nehurumende yekuno vakuru vaonesani kuti kozvauya sei
chirongwa cheoperation dudula chiri kukanganisa sei upenyu hwenyu sevechidiki vari kugara musouth africa
chinokanganisa zvakanyanya nekuti ndikatarisa kuti kuuya kwatakaita kuno mukoma maiti hatina kuuya kuti tikozogara taitsvakawo mafuro manyoro tiikotakwanisa kuzvivakamira saka mukatarisa zvazvavaiko zvino nenyaya yekuyawo yekuti vanongoti hachiadi vanhu zimbabwe nyaya yatisakanyanya kutagetiwa muno saka Asiapanisi, Yakapita, and the Guadalita, and the two hundred Gurama, Japanese, you know, which is new. We didn't give a Basakana Rungusia, or Japanese, which one Basan, of course, you have to act. It was all Basan, you know, when I'm coming from GM, Kanawa, who are not just my only way, my only company. Asiapanisi, I am a driver, but in Japan. That's no sense, so good. More than I'm going to come back, you're going to come. You can get to check one, I think. Those are great, as far as I could be in Kazako.
Chinoza wakuru wakuru chirongwa cheoperation tutula wachitaiwa iwo nema varuda kuti vanhu vanobva kunyika dzakasiyana siyana vambobudawo South Africa nekuti pari zvino vagari vazhinji vemusouth africa vari kuchema navo mabasa havana zvino kuri kuya vanhu vanobva kune dzimwe nyika vari kutora mabasa uyezve kune vamwewo futi vari kusvika vachiita iyo yatinoti vachiita umbavha sere chidiki vanobva muZimbabwe munozvitambira sei izvi
inadinyanye zvangu handibvumira navo zvavari kutaura nokuti zvavari kutaura zvine manyepo akawanda nokuti mabasa avari kutaura ndo mabasa akashoreka atazviita munhu mazhinji vanhu vekuZimbabwe namwe acho zvekushanda mudzimba dzavarungu tichitsaira mudzimba dzavarungu tichiita zvipi nezvipi mabasa akashoreka vanopfeka saka kuti vazotipedza mabasa avo ndinyange kubvumira nazvo kuti vamwanenge vashanda mapurazi mavasingadiwo kushanda vamwanenge vashandawo muzvitoro mavasingadiwo kushanda saka kuti iwo muzoti tapedza mabasa api nekuti mabasa mazhinji mamwe ungatadza kuno vanhu vekuZimbabwe vamwe vanopedza mabasa akasina kuzvidzira kana kuti nekuti ndo aripo asi unoona hako kuti zvine makurukota ehurumende ari mukati mazvo ndo zvandikora pane makurukota ehurumende unotonzwa kana matauriro avanoita unonyatsokuona matauriro avanoita nekunzwa anoti ha pane ruvengo guruko
zvino mukoma Donald kwamuri kwamunogara uko kusouth africa vagari vemusouth africa vari kukutambirai sei vari kukutambirai nemufaro here kana kuti chii
aiwa unotowa vamwe vati taura navo vamwe vanenge vachida kunemera zvavo vari vachitobvunza kuti saka muchadzokera rini nekuti zvinhu zvavanenge vachiona pamatv nekuzviona pamasocial media zvichiitika saka vanenge vachiona zviri kuitikaana soweto vava kutotibvunza saka muchadzokera rini mashoko iwawo anogona kunge aneka kurunzira ruvengo kwokuti hapasina munhu atingati akachengetedzeka nekuti zvinokwanisa kungotangira chaiko kwauri hatichasiri zvinhu zvekuisoweto kana kuti kuti chii zvangova zvinhu zvangoda kutekeshera pose pose nekuti kana kudegen tikuzva kuti vatangaze nedivishen ravo iroro kana kuti branji ravo ekuda kukwazulunatal province
chimwe chichemo chiripo chatinohwa kubva kwavari kunyanya vagari vose vemusouth africa vanoti aiwa hongu varipo vagari vemusouth africa vanoita zveumbavha asi zvinovarwadza kuona vanhu vanobva kunyika dzakasiyana siyana vachipindawo musouth africa navo vakuita umbavha semwewo wevechidiki anogara musouth africa zvii zvamungataura kune vechidiki vekuZimbabwe vanouya kusouth africa vachitsvaga mabasa vokoniwa kuwana mabasa vopindawo munyaya dzeumbavha
aivavoriwa ndingati ndingativao hangu ndichiti dei tangoziva zvatakafambira kuno nekuti tisazvisoresa kana kusoresa chidiro chiri penyu tizive zvatakafambira kuno tingoitawo zvekusabararamo zviri pajekerere zvisina chimbavha mukati asi nhangu ndinorambirana nemashoko iwawo nekuti mukatatira kana statistic dzavo kuno indowadza semunhu anofarira zvangu zvekuteerera zvenhau nhau unowa kuti nyaya dzinoitika muno zhinji dzemhosva dzinopagwa naivo vagari vemu kana ukateerera kanga papanyuzi kana ukatenga nyuzipepa ukaverenga unoona kuti nyaya zhinji dzinoitwa nevanhu vemuno asi ivo havo vanozoda kungotakunyira nyoka mhenyu kwatiri nekuti isipiri vabva kure tiri mherera tetina notimiriira ndozvinenge zvichiitika nekuti mukataa after kufa kwamukoma ezvekunyati kuni mupoko ndakanzwa kuti kuziyani kune mumwe munhu akapiswa kuti wokumusha kwedu achinzi akapomegwa zvekumbavha zvinhu zvinonetsa asi ivo kana varipo vari kuita izvozvo vekumusha ndinongoti ha ratisiyanetsika dzakadaro
wauzuluka ndapo ndisandukuzwa ingxoxo engiyenze lo Donald Mamboma osakhulayo oyizalwanisa kweleZimbabwe yena uhlala kweleSouth Africa uMamboma ubechasisa ngempela umbono wakhe ngalokhu okwenzakalayo kweleSouth Africa his sentiments were very similar to okushiwo ngumnumzana uVincent Chuma echasise sithi into ayibonayo izukuthi udlakela lolu alusekelwi nguZulu jikelele wakwele South Africa lusekelwa ngabantu abalutshwane ngempela ikakhulukazi ema township ema high density suburbs abo Deep Sloot abo Soweto lapho khanya ngani uZulu uhlangana ngohlupho oluningi with several challenges olugoqela ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi bona bayakhala ngempela besithi foreign nationals abantu bobuza abantu abadabuka kwamanye amazwe sebethatha imisebenzi njalo baphula umthetho so umambo moyasho ngempela ukuthi hayi yebo kuliqiniso ukuthi bakhona abadabuka kule Zimbabwe abake babotshwa ngodaba lolu bekheswa icala lokuthi baphula umthetho kwele South Africa so uyasho ngempela uMamboma esekela lokho okushiwo nguChuma esithi nxa uyisalanisa kwele Zimbabwe if you see crime report crime so yilolu daba esilalo kuhlelo ezulukanti ababhalana imibono yenu ngalokho okwenzakalayo kwele South Africa if you're in South Africa bhala phela kukhathi lethu le-Facebook ukuthi how are you doing njalo ukuthi umkankaso lo we-Operation Dudula ubona njani we also reached out to another young Zimbabwean zulukanti abasixoxe njalo lo nto ungamele incube omunye wabasakhulayo oyizalanisa kwale Zimbabwe esihlala kwele South Africa. Asizweni umbono bantungameli ngcobo.
Hayi, thina lapha inkinga thina esihlangana nazo ziningi kakhulu uma sikhangela imikhankaso efana le. Ziyasi-affecta kakhulu izinto ezinje. So ukuthi kube kuthiwa ilizwe lethu beli-right, besiyakwazi ukuthi siyaphindela emazweni ethu ngoba njengamanje so asikwazi ukuthi kona kumele senzeni. Ngoba kwenzakala into efana lezi le government yalapha siyabona ukuthi akuna action engathi yayithatha ngezinto ezenzakalayo.
Ukwethusela okwenziwa ngabe Operation Dudula kuphazamisa njani impilo zenu njengabasakhulayo abadabuka kwamanye amazwe kodwa selihlala kwele South Africa?
Mina ngibona ngathi nje abantu abakhulu abasakhulayo so kuzo yenza inflation engekho right especially mazikhangela ukuthi intsha yase-Africa yonke iyabe kukhangela ukuthi kwenzakala njengamanje e-South Africa so at the end uthole ukuthi ngemva kweminyaka indlela i-Africa ezobe sisikhangelana ngayo nabanye sokuyithesi singabantu abadala so besokusikhangelana nalezi zinto zokuthi kona thina sake saphila kanje ezweni elithile labo ama-South African lawo mayefika kwamanye amazwe ukuthi means nabo bazokhangela ukuthi sekumele ukuthi be-treat-a ngaleyo ndlela kuyasenza ukuthi vele singabi i-United Revit i-Africa njengamanje so into eyenzakalayo
kodwa lina abahlala kwele South Africa manje kuyaphazamisa na impilo zenu liyathola imisebenzi liyenelisa ukuhlela kahle labavela kwele South Africa na
in fact khona kwezinye indawo thina besingaka-affecteki kakhulu abanye kuyasi-affecta nje lapho nalapho but endaweni zemisebenzi vele hayi i-youth eningi vele ayisebenzi kuya-affecta kakhulu abantu njengamanje abakhona ukuthi bengahambahamba nje be-travele nje nomuntu efuna ukuya kwenye indawo useqala ukubalisa ukuthi kona eyi lapha mhlawumbe nangahlangana le nto ezithile vele kuyokwenza abantu behlale nje bengakwazi ukuthi kwenzakalani ngoba abakwazi ukuthi kona isimo esiqhubekayo kwenzakalani njengamanje
abe Operation Dudula bona bathi bafisa ukuthi bonke abadabuka kwamanye amazwe abangene kwele South Africa okungekho emthethweni babuyele kibo ngesiphangiphangi ngenxa yokuthi kuthiwa bathatha imisebenzi njalo bayingxenye yabantu abaphula umthetho wakwele South Africa ukubona njani lokho?
Hayi khona bengabe bekhuluma okokuthi umuntu ophula umthetho siyakubona bengabe bekhuluma iqiniso ukuthi abantu baphula umthetho kodwa i-crime ayikhethi ukuthi ngubani oyenza i-crime ayisikuthi babeyenza bebodwa labo bantu both ama-South African nama-Zimbabweans bayayenza i-crime so endaweni ye-crime leyo singayibeka eceleni ngoba lapho nje iyivika lokuthi khona bona bebe ne-way yokuthi benze le nto abafuna ukuyenza ngezinye indlela bona bengabe bengasafuna abantu bangaphandle either kunabantu ababasebenzisayo ukuthi hhayi kwenziwe into ethile mina ngendlela engibona ngakhona ngibona ukuthi labo bantu bavota either sometimes eze sicabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe kunama-politician phakathi angabe ephezu kwesimo leso ngoba kube kuthiwa abantu labo abantu nje ithimba labantu angeke besebenzise leyo nto for ukuthi bane-freedom yokwenza lokho but umthetho kuyame ukuthi umthetho udlala indima yawo ngoba njengamanje so abantu bangaphandle kulwa muntu obamelayo noma kwenzakalani akula umuntu obamelayo noma kungathiwa kuna amakhesi akhondane naba reporter something kuzima ukuthi amakhesi abo ephongo athendwa nje into yonke nje uyabona nje ukuthi vele abanaki abanakekelwa nje abantu baseZimbabwe hayi most yes baningi but indlela vele abathithwa ngakhona asiyo ndlela right. South Africa into eyenzakala lapha iyayenza ukuthi next time kudala lesini ezayo kube nempilo ngaso zibe right phakathi kwabantwana abazokhula ngoba kuzobe sokukhangela le ndlela bona abakhuliswa ngakhona bese siyathola ukuthi awufuzi ukusasalisana kahle phambili.
Ncube umongameli Cyril Ramaphosa usanda ukuphuma egcekeni esithi akasekeli abe-Operation Dudula uphinde njalo wabakhuthaza ukuthi bashiyane ngomkhuba wokuhlukumeza abadabuka kwamanye amazwe. Njengosakhulayo odabuka kwele Zimbabwe osehlala kwele South Africa, ukubona njani lokho okusanda ukushiwa ngumongameli?
Ukuthi ekhulume kanjalo asikwazi ukukhuluma ukukhulumile ukuthi khona yena akalusekeli and uhlala ekukhuluma kudala lento yasuka so ukukhuluma ekhuluma ngomlomo akukuthi ukuthi khona into leyana uyizimvile which means into yamanje namhlanje bahambile basedebheni sibabona besedebheni yamanje so ukuthi uyakhuluma kodwa into le abayistoki which means ukukhuluma kwakhe yikumbambatha kuphela siko ukuthi umuntu oyabe khuluma uyambambatha nje kuphela ukuthi khona abantu bengacabanga ukuthi yena eyisekela ile siqinisekiso esingakanani kube kuthathwe kukhitshwe i-operation noma sebethethe laba abantu bedudula wabotha noma kube kuthathwa enziwe ama-meeting kukhulunywe nabo kubonakala ukuthi kuba nesisovululo esiphuma sisiyaphi kunokuthi khona abantu laba bebeqhubeke besenza into le kodwa yena la eqhubeke sithi hayi mina ngiyisekele kodwa kungela action ayithathayo ngoba njengamanje soyinto ebuhlungu ukuthi kuyalahleka imiphefumulo yabantu labo bantu labo ayisongxenye ingxenye lowo muntu asosigebenga eda isigebenga noma sosigebenga sikwazi kugcina
ngifisa ukuthinta njalo udaba lokuyokuphulwa komthetho bona bathi bakhona ngempela abadabuka kwamanye amazwe abaphula umthetho engempela siyezwa ukuthi bakhona abadabuka kwele Zimbabwe aseke baboshwa ngenxa yokuthi baphula umthetho ukubona njani lokhu ngathini thi umuntu ongisakhulayo odabuka kwele Zimbabwe yena oke wazama ukubuya kwele South Africa edinga umsebenzi kodwa waswela umsebenzi wasengena ke kundaba zohlakela kundaba zokutshontsha njalo indaba zinjalo
kodwa i-crime vele yona bayayenzwa vele mina ukubona kwami suka nazelela ukuthi uma singikhangela ukuthi abantu esibuya sonke emakhaya asifani thina lami ngiku-youth stage manje vele indaba ezinjalo ngiyazibona ziyenzakala abangani bami abanye bazenza izinto ezifana lalezo kodwa asiko ukuthi ngaze ngikusekele abantu into lezi bazenzwa especially uma nginanzelela ukuthi kuyabe kunabantu basuka from ekhaya ezimuvele bevele bengabantu ababe bekuskimu esiyabe sivele sikuleyo ndlela ngoba ngingakhangela ukuthi njengamanje uma bengasebenzi so from eZimbabwe besuka eZimbabwe besiza la eSouth Africa ebese buya thothe ehlale nabantu vele abasebenza imisebenzi yokuganga yikho ukwenza ukuthi ekugcine ejoyina nayo ama-gangsters wona la agangayo kodwa kube kuthiwa nalo ilizwe lakithi belikubona khona lokhu lohulumende wakithi kube yayibona le nto le eke ebenemveza ukuthi khona abantu abakhe basegangeni njengamanje bayahlukumezeka hhayi adezobonisa ubuntu bokuthi ungurhulumende wabantu but indlela uhulumende wakithi onganaki ngakhona izizalwane zakhe zaseZimbabwe akusibonisi vele ukuthi khona sifana nje lezintandane ukuthi nathi la esivela khona akulanto esiyenzelwayo nala siyakhona akula way forward akula muntu okufunayo laseZimbabwe uma uhlala uyahlala kuphela ayikho imali eZimbabwe kunzima vele iyouth vele iyakhula kodwa vele ayikho imisebenzi eyitholayo eZimbabwe kuyafanana nje ukuthi noma bengahlalela ngani ngapha sometimes bekusangcono before hayi manje sokuwesi ngoba vele iningi sikhithiwe emsebenzini abasasebenzi okungcono nje kubuyela emakhaya kuphela.
So there, those were the sentiments echoed by Mr. Mamboma. The similar sentiments were echoed by Mr. Ntungameli Ncube, but they also touched on another element is that they feel as though Operation Dudula is not a reflective of the entire South African nation. He says it's a very small population of people who have that mindset. The rest of the people are seen as welcoming people. Another thing he highlighted is, in his opinion, And this is something that was highlighted by all panelists that were part of today's discussion, Mr. Vincent Chuma, Mr. Donald Mamboma, is that they feel as though a lot of these xenophobic outbreaks are pushed by our local politicians who really are campaigning, and a lot of this stuff happens especially towards election season. So they feel as though this is something that is pushed by local politicians. So what are your thoughts, Maria Zimbabwe? If you're in South Africa, please do write on our Facebook page. Tell us how you're doing. Tell us how you're receiving, how you're feeling amidst Operation Dudula. Now, as we wrap up tonight's discussion, Maria Zimbabwe, I also reached out to Elvis Mugari. This is a recent conversation that we had about how foreign nationals are being treated in South Africa. This wasn't exactly pertaining to Operation Dudula, but it covers a lot of the things and a lot of the sentiments. Mr. Mugari delves into the history of xenophobia in South Africa. And another thing he touches on is why these xenophobic outbreaks keep happening. So let's head over to that conversation that I had with Mr. Mugari.
We have here in South Africa political refugees, and also we have economic refugees. Unavailability in Zimbabwe of, you know, empowerment opportunities for the young people. So we need to understand that these young people, they are economically active. What they need to do first is to find greener pastures, is to find a conducive environment for entrepreneurship, a conducive environment, you know, so that they can work. Now coming to South Africa, they are now into the receiving country. There is a series of challenges. One of them is, you know, the competition now. It's now a competition of, employment opportunities. And also the other challenge is the challenge of the illegality, the legality part of being into the country, because you need papers, you need documents, you need... So the process here in South Africa, you might come here as a political refugee, and you need an asylum. And the government of South Africa has been taking long to process, you know, these documents. We have private sector in South Africa. The private sector is benefiting from the refugees who are coming into South Africa. Why am I saying the private sector? Because the private sector is employing these people, but the private sector is paying these people, low wages, which the South Africans themselves, South African citizens, they doesn't want to be involved. I'll give you, for instance, the refugees are into the industry, the hospitality industry. So South African citizens, they don't want to be involved in this. The people who are into the private sector doesn't want to spend much into labor. They say the South Africans need much when in terms of no payments at the monthly basis, in terms of wages. It is about these refugees that are desperate. They can take anything. There is now a congestion into the labor market, and they are saying we are not getting employment. Maybe it is because of a lot of challenges. Like we are in the pandemic now. And the industry around the world, all the industry were decimated by this pandemic. Now there is a stretch, there is a congestion to the labor market. And the South Africans are now saying there is a congestion to the labor market because of foreign nationals. The foreign nationals are taking our jobs. We have seen a lot of people being robbed, a lot of people being killed, but they are not only foreign nationals. And the reasons why these young people are getting into, you know, these ills, it's because of the inavailability of these social nets, the inavailability of, you know, the protection and the inavailability of opportunities for them to survive. Governments from the worst countries must try to intervene and provide the safety nets.
Elvis Mugari there, a young Zimbabwean rights activist based in South Africa, explaining the history of xenophobia. Well, my time here is up. Muriye Zimbabwe Chastrika Kumakumo Echirongwa Chedu Chanasi. Thank you so much to all my panelists, Mr. Vincent Chuma, Donald Mamboma, and Dungamili Ngube for giving us their thoughts on tonight's discussion. Let's meet same time, same place next week. Pano, Panepenyure Studio 7, Pachirongwa Chedu Chevechidiki. I go by the name of Mike Hove, Muriye Zimbabwe. Do not forget, at Mike Hove _ is my Twitter and Instagram username. So if you're looking to join us, please feel free to reach out via social media, and we can make plans to have you on the program. Mune Zimbabwe, let's meet same time, same place, and next week, Pano Panepenyure Studio 7. Bye-bye!